BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Euro, no named part of the world, has introduced more new words into English than Europe. It's all happened, of course, in the last 10 or 20 years. And it's this Euro prefix that's caused all the attention to be focused upon the area of Europe. The euro, of course, is the most obvious thing, the actual unit of money which became so popular in Europe a few years ago, and now everybody talks about it. But it's not just that, it's the prefix euro being used as a blend word along with all sorts of other things. I mean, early on, for instance, people talked about euro currency and euro money. And then the euro fighter came along, the defence establishment's development. And now everything has a euro possibility. And so one of the commonest ways of creating new words in English these days is take a perfectly ordinary word and just shove euro in front of it. So you can have euro butter for regulations to do with butter, and euro eggs, and euro chickens, and euro fireworks, and euro anything you like, really.